Oh, sure. Okay, ask that question, madam.
What's your why?
My why?
Your why?
For what I'm doing?
Exactly. For keep going. What's your why?
Oh, man. I have a bunch.
Top three.
The money.
One.
Okay.
I got kids.
Two. You know,
I got eat, the money.
But the money didn't come first. But you kept going, right?
It's not about the money coming first. The money's, you gotta set the thing up to get the money.
Exactly. So you kept going.
Yeah, because I want the money.
So is that one? So give me, you have two more?
Your money and your kids.
Look, you know, it's my family. I gotta provide for my family. I gotta take care of myself. It's an opportunity. It's a new industry. Mm-hmm. There's opportunities here that can capitalize off of. You know, one of my favorite books, right? 0 to 1. It's about figuring out your market, first to market, figuring out your spot in that market. But the money, but I will say, like, the people who come into the community, building relationships with them helps also, because there's really, like, some really great people, some dope people doing some really big things. And I want to see them succeed. I don't want to see them fail. And the community has been a big help to them. Okay. So, but the why is always money. I don't care what nobody say. The why is always money.
That's real.
But you're a pro web designer, programmer. What do we call it?
I'm a web developer.
Web developer. They do that to get big checks. Like, that is normally the reason.
Trust me, you don't suffer through that shit to
not make little to not bit make of money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not upset with that. I just asked that question, and I asked if there's any others.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm not upset with that one bit, because I also understand this is a new space.
I think, you know, one of the things I've learned and one of the things helped me in this space, I think black people need to get off this stuff. Like, it's okay to be like, oh, I want the money.
Tell them.
It's okay, you know?
I mean, work
hard
for it.
I always say, I want the money. I always say that.
Put on the table.
I always say that. I
don't think there's always one specific, I mean, the money to me is like the number, I mean, we gotta survive in this world. Yeah. But I think there's always other sub-wise, right? Subtopic-wise.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
That help motivate, too.
To be comfortable making the money, it helps.
But also, entrepreneurship, it's not... that's one thing that really irks the hell out of me right now. It's like, oh, you should be an entrepreneur. Like, it's not for everybody.
Did you just post that today?
Me?
Was that entrepreneurship?
Yeah.
That was you? Okay, I'm sorry.
You know...
I saw entrepreneurship come across. I thought that was you, Corey. My bad.
Nah. I've been driving all day.
It's okay to work for somebody and do the best you are and be the best you are at that job.
It's not for every. There's not. It's personality types, right? There's personality types, and if you want to work, like, I think we put too much pressure. And then it's putting too much pressure on people to think that they gotta be an entrepreneur. If you're okay with working, cool.
Yes.
You know, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. That's not for everybody. This ain't for everybody.
No. It's a marathon, man.
Yeah.
It's a long
haul. There's a lot of dry months.
It's a long haul, man. It's a long haul. It's a dry. It's dry, like you stated.
It's not that dry.
What? Hilarious. Yo.
I like it like that.
I missed that one.
I didn't miss it. She caught me.
I like it like that. Get it over.
So I asked if you had a question. It sounded like you had a question.
I mean, I want to know how you guys are doing with your pod. Like, what's the strategy? You know, I can't help it. The hat comes on. Like, what are you guys doing?
Ask the question. What's the one question?
What's the goal? What's the goal from here on out?
So, you know, if you want me to answer, y'all want to answer.
No, you got it.
For me, recently, the goal always changes. You know, entrepreneurship is going to always change, especially as the community guides path.
Their steps.
But however, the goal is to be known at minimum in the DC, Maryland, Virginia, and Baltimore area as the number one podcast of this area. Completely. At minimum.
Minimum.
And then we'll devour nationally.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure that from every corner of the surrounding states, and I mean even beyond the city and the metropolis of these states.
You talking about metro?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to beyond the metropolis. We're going to hit the suburbs to, like, literally when Virginia borders North Carolina.
Yes.
Where Maryland borders West Virginia, Pennsylvania. And then we also trickle in Philly, because Philly's coming in. So I'm going to lock down locally first. That's the goal. And then I feel like the nationals and all, and that's happening already on its own. So, and then also another thing is to gain notoriety I put our name into some hats. We got nominated for Podcast of the Year with the Quill Podcast Awards.
Yes.
I'm going to do the TPA, the Podcast Academy. I'm going to apply to them. You know, so get that notoriety. Yeah. Make sure we solidify our market. And also utilize our marketing ability to market local companies as well. Have them utilize us as that firm. So we are a media company. We're more than just a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this then, because you mentioned going local first. So that basically that means you're building your infrastructure on the local, those areas you mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's not going to translate to a national platform.
It may not.
It's just not a bad thing.
I understand. Yeah.
You probably be more successful doing locally than doing national.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, especially with the resources needed to do and the type of content. It might be in your best interest to say, okay, I'm going to control the middle portion of the East Coast, you know, those middle states.
It's the nation's capital.
You know, and just really go hard in that space.
Go hard in that space.
Go hard in that space. I wanted to give an opportunity.
He tried to catch it.
He thought he caught himself.
But, you know, and just concentrate on that. You know, I think sometimes when people, when we're talking to these things, they don't, they say, I want to do all of this, right?
Yeah.
And not realize that sometimes being local or targeting a specific niche is really the key to success. And you can make a lot of money if you execute it.
Yes.
And you
set up the Redskins
stuff.
Are here.
I think everybody want to know what we're doing over here.
Washington Redskins are here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Who the Redskins?
Oh, he playing.
I'm naming businesses. I don't care about the team. I'm naming Washington Redskins, Wizards. They play locally. They gain all that.
Not
when they're home.
Bullets.
They get that attention here. So my main goal is to be as big as those. Imagine
huge.
If you love the local sports. I love all gas, no brakes, as much I love the local sports.
So without giving you your trade secrets, what's the strategy?
What's the strategy?
Long strokes.
Long strokes, always. Always. You know, my stroke game's still killing. So
shit.
I'm still doing my thing. Sometimes I play with you, Quad. I do. I jump in there. But so without giving trade secrets, I mean, it's not a trade secret. Working with the local community, our local market. We recently had a financial firm in our local market, literally a couple blocks from the White House.
K Street?
Book us. K Street Financial.
Yes.
They book us for an interview.
Yes.
We are branding ourselves as a platform for you to market your local business to our community.
That's it.
Okay, so who's your audience?
Who's my audience? D.C., Maryland, Virginia residents and Baltimore. Right.
No, we actually outside of that.
But also entrepreneurs.
That's too broad. Who's your specific audience?
Who's my specific audience?
Us.
Oh, you got to tell me what you want me to say then at that point. I'm not going to give you all my info.
I mean, somebody say, what's your audience? It's a specific.
I mean, I told you.
I think we get to just about anybody depending on what it is, what the topic is.
No, but I'm going to say residents of the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area and Baltimore.
Mainly.
Ages
between 18 and 34.
Yeah.
Is that the numbers? That's what the numbers are showing you?
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers do show me that, yeah.
That's what they show.
But we dominate between 18 to 24.
Okay.
Split even between male, female. Well, not really split even, not 50-50, because nothing's 50-50.
And some 50-40.
But more male.
Yeah. Like,
he's
like, oh, Lord.
Keep going, Corey. You got keep going, man.
I'm not trying to put you on the hot seat.
No, you're not. No. I'm prepared for this.
Yeah.
This is what I'm. This is what
you're
I
the right person.
You know, I mean, so how are they responding to the content that you guys are putting out?
Man, it's growing crazy right now.
All right, let me ask you: what's your feedback loop? Like, how do you know what people are saying?
I utilize social media, and when we post our content specifically, people will. Then respond underneath that. Then also, I actually know, I'm one that I attempt to know our listeners, our original listeners. So like I stated one time, I put a meme up, or not a meme, but a post, that we had 300 listeners 1 year. I know all 300 people.
Okay.
So I asked those same 300 people, what do you like, what
you
don't
like,
and then they're telling me. And from what they've given me, I've then provided that into the show. I've embraced
it. And it's grown.
And it has grown. And then social media, with the way we do post, one of the items that we do post, it has caused more attention because then people go, I got to check out that podcast. Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
So that's also occurring. Okay. So right now we have 3.5 million views on Facebook. We have 6,900 followers. When we're at, like last year it was like 200.
200.
So like literally that's what it grew in like a year.
All right. So you got that kind of reach. What are you doing with it? How do you translate that, those views into subscribers or monetize it?
So I am actually, so how I monetize it, of course you have to interview with us. That's a marketing promotion. It's a plan. If you contact me, you got a marketing plan with it. So I'm going to charge you for an interview.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. And then there's a marketing plan associated with that. But that, I say all that to say, that's still small fries. Right now we're going to, we're seeking out a marketing, actually a sponsorship manager currently.
Okay. I got one. I got a couple.
I know you do. I'm talking to one you know.
Did you speak to them at the conference?
Of course I did.
Okay. Just making sure.
I most definitely did. I'm connected with a few of them, actually.
Okay, good.
Let me know if you
see, this is why you
got to
go to conferences. This is why you got to come. This is why you got to come to Afros and Audio.
Let them know, man. You see how he's gave it right now? I'm enjoying this conversation.
He just announced it's going to be in Baltimore.
Again?
No, that's the home. It's going to be in Baltimore. It's not going to be anywhere else. It's going
to
be in Baltimore.
Always in Baltimore. Wow. Shout out to B-More for pulling that off, man.
Yes.
Baltimore's a fun place. You have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time.
What was your favorite part about Afros and Audio? I asked you that question. You put it online. What's your favorite part?
My favorite part? I mean, for me, it's getting to be able to see, to meet people in person. I have a different perspective because I'm involved in the process, but getting to meet, you know, the people who I talk to, you know, regularly on Zoom or something, being able to actually have one-on-one conversations with people. In not such a formal way to pick their brains and see what they're talking about, you know, have dinner and talk to some of these people and negotiate some stuff.
Negotiate.
Let me ask you this question. You're a very smart guy, but you're able to balance with how smart you are with being actually cool and calm and collect. How do you balance that shit?
Yeah, I don't know. If anybody on those sees this, they might disagree with you.
Nah, man. If they disagree with me, you know, unfortunately, they either really, really know you more than I do, or they're hating. You know what I'm saying? Because you are able to balance it out.
You know, I'm not, like I said earlier, you know, some of it's maturity. Some of it's growing up. Media training. I've been working on, I don't have a formal media training, but I do try to learn as much as I possibly can. I've made some mistakes when I first started doing interviews with people and stuff.
Your personal post. I've read your personal post, so I can't imagine.
I'm talking about on actual interviews.
Oh, word?
I got lit one time. I'm getting text messages and people like calling me like, don't you ever do that again. And, but I mean, like I enjoy what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having fun.
That's
and
a big deal.
Mm-hmm. As stressful as it is, I'm enjoying it. Yes. I like the challenge of trying to figure out how to solve problems and figure out and how to bridge these gaps that are out there. And you know, I'm personally in a good space in my life. My kids are doing well.
Amen.
You know, congratulations on that. My son is old. He's a man now. So
congratulations, you know, out to your
thank
son.
You. But you know, just I'm really hyper focused on building this company.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to let anything get in the way of it. And I think by being personable and just being chill and cool, as you say, I don't think I'm cool. But
yeah, you cool, man.
But just enjoying myself and allowing myself to be who I am has helped a lot.
Beautiful. Being yourself.
Like I said, because people are so fake online. They can be so fake and the background is fake and everything else is fake. And
so?
It's
online. Then,
and yeah, it's online until it's not. Until you on body cam. Getting pulled over in the Walmart with three warrants and a DUI and your 1-year-old in the backseat.
And therapy.
Yes. Pregnant.
Yo, shout out therapy. Bro.
Shout out therapy.
Shout out therapy.
Not the fishbowl.
So I pull out the fishbowl.
Hey,
man, thank you for coming through, Corey. Hey. This is one thing we do. You pull out a question here. Normally we use this to break the ice, but I ain't have to break no goddamn ice. Nah. I know you. But I still like to see what questions we get, what answers we get. And then we're going to start getting ready to wind down.
You can get a different if you're at, yeah. Some of them is.
Some of them are strange.
If all the states in the USA were represented by food, what food would each state be represented by?
Oh my Lord, it's 50.
How about
states.
We pick one state? You pick the state you from. What would be the food?
Pizza.
New York is for pizza.
The best pizza.
You think so?
Who said that you think so?
I said you think so.
You think my voice?
It's the best pizza.
You gotta put me onto
a spot.
I ain't never had a slice.
You gotta put me onto a spot.
Definitely. Who your favorite pizza spot in New York?
I don't have a favorite.
Oh, that's great.
All of them is fire.
Not all of them are fire, but I don't have a favorite. I'm on a quest.
Are you a foodie?
I'm like David Portnoy. I'm on a quest. Huh?
As you amongst foodies.
Nah, I'm a man. I like steak and I like what I like.
Nah, I'm a foodie. Fuck it. I'm a man
like
still.
I like enjoying food, but that's I'm not out here. No, but I'm not out here like
looking for it.
Let's go to Shea, blah, 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 and all that stuff.
Now I go to Shea, blah, and I also go to the gas station that may have the fire-ass tacos. I'll try that shit.
I like the pizza in Baltimore at the corner store.
That's only because you haven't had New York pizza.
I've had New York pizza.
I've had. Okay. I'm not. You know, it's not for
us. Had it on 34th Street?
It's not for us to knock.
By the Port Authority?
It's not for us to knock his pizza's New York. What you got for DC or BA?
Wings and mumbo sauce.
Wings and mumbo sauce. They said recently somebody ain't really liked the wings and mumbo sauce.
There was definitely a food reviewer that came through and was hating on everything out here.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not from here, you're not going to understand the flavor.
McDonald's
and also,
definitely don't understand the flavor.
You had McDonald's mumbo sauce?
No, I have not had
it.
Did you have it?
I sent them a message and screenshotted it. This is trash.
Yeah,
please,
it wasn't that great.
You had the mumbo sauce from McDonald's?
I don't eat McDonald's.
It tastes like vinegar.
I haven't had McDonald's since like 2011. No bullshit.
I can't eat that shit.
That shit fucked my stomach.
I got the
up.
App on my phone.
Nah, I'm
hella
I got
points.
Like 77,000 points.
I can't do the Mickey D's.
I can get us all a number one.
Yeah, you're a killer.
You know you gotta add like 3 more sit ups to that, right?
I do now.
You're making 6 now. In two squats.
So I was gonna say Maryland. We said fruit.
I was gonna say crab.
It's crab.
So but we said fruit. We said
you
fruit.
Said
or
food.
Food. It's just food.
It's crab.
Food.
Oh.
It's just food. Oh my bad. You know, I've been having.
Oh no, I said
we've been chilling before you came here.
Know,
you did drive like from Zimbabwe out this month.
Shout
out to the flight.
Shout
out to bring
no
pizza.
No pizza.
Look.
That's what you
mission.
Said. Don't have it on
34. But Maryland was
going to
be crab.
Next time I got y'all.
I was going to say crab, Maryland,
all
crab.
Day.
Maryland is known for crab.
There's no question.
We all missing a side, too.
Hilarious.
For real. In real life.
You're wild.
That's crazy.
Yo, Corey, thank you for coming through, man. If you could let the people know something, you know, like what's, okay, we said what's next. Anything that we're missing that you want to let your fan, not even, I guess that, what would you call it? Your members know of what's next, or what's coming, what they should be looking out for.
I can't talk about that right now.
You can't talk about that.
I'm working on some things.
He pretty much said, "Stay tuned."
We're positioning ourselves.
Oh, they're positioning themselves
to be
good,
to be great.
To be great.
But I got some meetings coming up that I gotta, you know, we gotta finalize some things before I can talk about them, but.
Yes.
We're positioning ourselves to be the premier community for Black podcasters.
That's so dope.
I believe in you.
But you are doing it, man. Shout out to y'all. Y'all doing it, man.
Definitely.
And they're doing it because it's great. It's
Bring
a great community.
Together.
It's a great community. The people are fantastic. I met people that I never thought I would meet in my life. And they're very motivational. They're very positive.
I'm glad it's going to be in BMO, so now I ain't got to worry about having to go wherever to go catch it.
However... If they ever do start sending it to other places, I just hope that we choose Jamaica at least one time.
Yeah.
Jamaica will be fire. So
go international. That's a good.
It ain't wrong with that. You know, go like
noted. It's noted.
You know what I'm saying? Like
noted. It's noted.
The Caribbean.
Yes. Yeah.
And then why not Africa? Afro-Polynesian people. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
I would love that. That would be dope.
I'm down.
I'm working on that stuff.
I know you are.
So hopefully we'll have.
We're not allowed to talk about that. That's top secret.
Another thing we love to ask people that are on the show, your top 3 motivators.
And why?
The top 3 motivators.
I mean, people?
They influence you. They could be, they have to be podcasters. They could be musicians. They could be the GOD. And why they influence you.
Steve Jobs.
And why?
Because he knows how to build a company. Yeah, he had some great stuff. I'm gonna shout out my man Jay. Yeah, he's
shout
a great motivator. One of the smartest people I know.
Okay. All right.
Definitely handles his business.
What does Jay do? His business. Exactly. What makes you?
Yeah, what do he
shout
do
him out?
His business.
Yeah.
Jay, my man Jay is a software engineer and a physicist.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna do it, y'all, because you earned it, y'all.
Shout out to Jay.
But can he balance 265?
Jay, be careful, y'all.
Hilarious. His assist. Who's my third? Oh man, damn, I have a lot.
There's no rules to this. You can put 3, 4.
Yeah.
What I've been listening to lately.
I can't answer for you.
Pick a song that motivates you.
That's a good one.
Song that motivates me?
Yes.
He's motivated. He likes movies. You're a movie buddy.
All right, movies.
Movies motivate you?
Motivate me.
He's super motivated by movies.
Okay. I'm going to say Godfather 1 and 2.
Ooh. Godfather 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Why?
I can't watch them separately. I gotta watch them
all together.
If I could watch a saga, then yes, then the definitely motivated shit is on like 1,000. But
yeah.
So when you sit down and watch Godfather, you must have 1 and 2.
You would take Godfather.
You can't watch it.
Scarface.
Yeah.
Look how he did it. Look.
I'm not trying to be rude, but
yeah, I mean, he ain't like Scarface. He like Godfather.
Did you see how he looked at me?
So why? Why? Why Godfather 1 and 2?
Yes.
This is the Corleone family. They show you how to move. They show you like how to do things. And Michael is just a calculating, strategic beast. Mm. You know,
it's more of Michael. It's his role.
I mean, you know, he turned the family legit. Yeah. He cleaned up stuff, you know. He ain't let nobody mess with him.
Yeah.
So
that's okay. I like that. That's a good. We never had nobody do it. A movie answer.
And two movies.
I ain't never seen that jump.
You have a question?
Mine was going to be China Does Dallas, but okay.
China Does Dallas. Corey, man. Did you all have any more? Man of Space?
Yes.
I don't know. I probably could question you forever, so go to the next person so I can get my thoughts together.
How is this the next person and it's just me? Do you really want me to ask this man a question?
Exactly.
Yes, we do want to.
Are you sure?
We're sure. And then we're going to start getting ready to roll out of here.
What message do you have for the younger generation coming up as far as becoming a podcaster or a commentator just starting out?
For the younger generation, you gotta educate yourself. You can't be lazy. You gotta invest time and money into what you're doing, into your craft. And you gotta be open to criticism.
That's a good one.
You gotta be open to feedback, even if you don't like it, because a lot of people put a lot of trash out there. So
yeah.
And a lot of people really shouldn't be doing this, but they do it. So
if I wanna trolls?
Do it, no, just people.
Just the people in general.
Yeah, everybody thinks they're a podcaster and they're not.
Yeah, that's true. That's fact.
And people might not like it, but I'll say this.
That's a fact.
You got to educate yourself. You know, once you, I always tell people, once you start doing this, once you invest any a dime into it, or you're looking to get money, you become a business at that point.
Okay.
So you need to start learning how to run a business, how to structure a business, how to set up a business, understand who your audience is.
Yes.
How to create good content. You know, the whole gambit. So the only way you can do that is educate yourself. You got to read. You got to invest time into, you know, can't just do YouTube all day. You got to get out there in the streets. Damn. You got to grind. I mean,
you got to do work.
You got to do real work.
No.
Real work.
Oh, so, my Lord.
So
Jesus.
Real work.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people hate that word.
A lot of people do.
In order to be what you want to be, you got to work. Whatever it is, you
got
to work.
All the great, I was watching Mr. Beast. He was like,
people are scared of failure.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to scrape your knee and get up.
Yeah. I mean, look, every content creator that people follow, they're living and breathing this. So,
That's right. Know,
so it's not just get on a mic and get in front of a camera and all of a sudden you're successful. No, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't. It's more work than that. It's more work than that. But then what do you say about those that you say not everybody's a podcaster, and then there's also people that are content creators? But there's some people that are very popular that you, I don't know that you feel like, maybe that person may not be a podcaster, but they have popularity. They gain views. They gain notoriety. What about that? Like, so what makes, what differentiates a podcaster from someone that may not be a podcaster? That's what I'm, that's my question.
A content creator.
Some people like to watch a train wreck, honestly. I've seen a lot of train wrecks. People just watch the train wreck, and that's what their followers are. They wait to see this train wreck every single day. Yeah. And then the commentators talk about the train wreck, and it keeps the train wrecking.
So I think for me, it's about the like, the really good podcasts bring value.
Yes.
It's either education. It's some kind of value to the audience. And I can't, I don't want to overgeneralize, because each podcast, the people who create them, they know who they're talking to and who they're targeting.
Yeah.
But like, a lot of people don't bring value to their podcast. Mm-hmm. They just think they can just go out here, say whatever they want to say, do whatever they want to do. And you've heard me say it. Like, I tell people, your podcast is not about you. It's about your audience. Mm-hmm. It's your show, but it's about your audience.
Absolutely.
If you want to talk to yourself, then just go in the bathroom and stare in the mirror and just talk to yourself. So
I do that.
You have to figure out how to bring the value. We all do at some point, but the really good, talented podcasters, if you listen to their podcast, if you turn up that podcast and you're like, wow, I learned something, or some kind of value then you know that was a very good show.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
I don't know if that answers your question.
Because I watched some of them, they'd be 4 or 5 hours long.
Yeah.
I got a question.
The hand keeps coming up over here, though.
You think hand going up?
What's up, Ivy?
Can we?
I'm the only one paying attention.
Let's get your question, we're going to start getting ready to wrap up, because I know we...
I just wanted to know, because I did have multiple questions, but just from what you just said, when you said that audience and podcasting, my thing is, how are you able to differentiate do you feel like they get their demographics authentically, or they get it like in a fake, artificially? Because my thing is, on social media, you can pursue it one way, but if someone truly knows your personality, and if you can display that same personality you display on social media, you display that shit in person. Like Cardi B, she displays her personality both ways. You have some that be bougie on social media, but be real goofy and funny as shit in real life.
Yeah.
And some demographics don't try to get it. Like with podcasters, you have the ones that are messy, but then you have the ones that are, they can probably get into a little mess, but they real about it. And you got the ones that are like just super fake and just ride the wave of what the fuck is really in and really hop on whatever trend that is going on. So I'm saying, how do you differentiate on who you really like? Or is it just like, oh, well, shit, since this one is popping, I'm going to go ahead and just watch them and listen to them, when it could be somewhat like, as if like y'all all gas, no brakes, which is still up and coming. But it's still like y'all really not authentic and unfiltered.
Yeah.
But yet I'm like, I'm tuned in because it's really authentic and it's real, and I can relate. I can be empathetic to a situation. What's empathetic to a situation?
Some people can't tell real from fake. So they just go with it.
So
you understand? Yeah. Yeah.
So I think people got to understand something. I was reading this book, and it was talking about Rush Limbaugh when he passed away a couple years ago. But Rush Limbaugh, he was a political commentator. People say he's racist, all that stuff. When you look at some of the people and their journeys, and like, I'll use radio. Mm-hmm. When you look at where they started and where they become, the big stars,
they weren't
that. They create caricatures.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of these people are characters,
right?
Yeah. That they create. Rush Limbaugh wasn't even his real name. He created that character. So what he was on that show versus what he was in his real life is two different people. Mm-hmm. And I think social media, the problem with social media, it blends too much, where people think that just because you see someone on your camera acting a certain way, that's how they are. It's like my son, when he was a little kid, he thought he was Spider-Man, because he watched a lot of Spider-Man. Right. And I think, it's crazy that, a lot of adults can't differentiate that. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to understand that these are, some of your favorite podcasters are characters they put on a show.
Yes.
But that makes them personable. That, you got to figure out, like, what you were saying, you got to figure out who your audience is.
Yeah.
If you know who your audience is and who you're targeting, then you know how to build. The content that they're gonna want. Right. Some people are just that's who they are. Mm-hmm. Right. And then other people, they turn it on when the lights go off. They turn it off. Right. And that's why you see like actors do that. Right. You know, you see an actor act a certain way in a movie. You think that's how they are, but in real life, they could be really cool or they could be really a shitty person. So I think, you know, it's hard because people know what they're looking for, right? They know what entertains them. Me, certain things don't entertain me, so I don't watch it. Certain things really irk the hell out of me. So I'm out here combating against it, but, it irks me. So I don't entertain that content. I don't feed into it. So you really got to just know who you're talking to. And then you figure, you know, if it's a character, then you come up with a character. If you want to be transparent and be yourself, which I think is easier sometimes because you don't have to like turn it on, turn it off. You don't got to write scripts. I mean, it's all according to what that person is really trying to do and accomplish.
Yeah.
How much work you want to put behind it as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think sometimes though they do it so much that they start becoming a character too.
But you got to keep up that facade.
And that's why so many famous people are depressed and they have issues because they have to live a life a certain way and they can't be who they want to be.
That's end up on body cam.
You know, and that's why, that's another reason why I say this is not for for everybody because there's a lot that comes with it. I know for me, doing this 2 years ago, I was just trying to be behind the scenes. I wanted to be in the shadows. I didn't want to.
That's how it starts.
I didn't want to do it. And it was two members, me and Afrika, that were like, yo, you got to get out here. I didn't want to be the face. I wanted the company to be its own.
Yeah.
But they were like, you got to get out there. You got to talk. You got to promote. You got to go to these conferences. You got to do
Who's going to do it?
Exactly.
I was trying to find me a spokesperson.
And who's going to do it like you?
You going to pay him?
I was trying to figure it all out.
Yeah. You gonna pay him?
Yeah, but at some point I'm gonna have a spokesperson.
Yeah, but you was gonna. But at first, before you get to that,
it wasn't. It wasn't like it was like I knew I had this problem. Like I knew I had a marketing branding problem, but I also like now it's like when people ask me to talk about, I have to talk about it because I don't want to. You know, you've heard me say it, I don't want to sell. Me talking about it's like selling the community. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I put members on the spots when we're out and I'll be like, yo, you got a question, talk to them. Cause I'm going to sell it. I'm never going to talk bad about what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Not publicly or on camera, but right. You know,
the biggest one I ever seen.
Yo, shout out to the Black
but
anyway, Podcast.
But you know, I mean, you get the point.
Shout out to the
Pause, but it's the best association out there.
Yeah,
one of the best. It is. I love it. I enjoy it. I enjoy conversating with you. I shout you all for coming out here, man, and taking the long drive and being on the show. I know we were talking about this. We're going to New York, get some pizza. We got to do a podcast in New York.
In New York,
definitely.
We got to do a podcast in New York.
Yes.
Corey, when I come out there, we out there. We call you.
Not on 34th.
You got 34th. He said, where the pizza's at?
Oh, no. I'm not going there.
You said no.
That's not the pizza.
Oh, shit. No.
That's not the pizza. That $2 pizza is not the pizza.
I didn't know. I didn't want the $2 pizza. Like I said, I live in the DMV now, baby. Like, I'm on my southern calm.
Those are tourist traps.
Yeah.
We don't like tourist areas.
You want to get the authentic pizza.
Exactly.
Authentic. Yeah. Man. Corey, thank you for being on the show. I'm happy you're here. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself.
Well, I did, definitely.
Thank you, man. We had a good time having
you
here.
Dope. You a dope dude.
I'm amazing.
The founder with a capital F.
Yes.
Capital.
Can you say what it is you do? What's the name of your podcast, your association, everything that you do? What is the name that we should all know?
I don't have a podcast yet. I'm working on some stuff. I'm actually trying to produce one.
Hold on. I thought you do. You be posting stuff about Black Podcast Association presents with, Daniel right now has something out right now.
Yeah, we do collaborations and stuff, but I don't do my own podcast.
I thought that was the association's podcast.
Nah, we don't have. We're working on that. I'm working on some stuff.
That's awesome.
I'm on, behind the scenes. I want to be content.
So you need a spokesperson.
You got to own the content.
Yeah.
So I'm working on creating my own shows and stuff. But
Well, let me get this BBL. I'll be over there. You know what I'm saying?
You won't kill him. No hurt.
But it's the Black Podcast Association. You can Google us, search us. We're on all major social media platforms. So you can just reach out to us on there if you have any questions.
Man, this guy's just super humble.
I love us.
But please check out the Black Podcast Association.
I love it.
Not the way he... Check out the Black Podcast. Check out
and if you want, and if you want to join, if you want to join, go to www.getbpa.com and sign up.
One more time. Please. One more time for the people in the back.
www.getbpa.com. That's getbpa.com.
Exactly.
Please do. You're doing yourself a disservice if you're not. Shout out to my girl Quan over there. Can you please let them know where they can find you at?
Yes, I always have a Magnum in my pocket. Oh, my name is Quan and Diva Violin. I'm on all the major platforms, and I'm definitely at All Gas No Breaks because I'm everywhere you want to be.
Boat.
I'll let your girl.
Yo, my girl to my left, where you at? Where we can find you at?
It's Madam Space, if you didn't know. Now you know I'm your favorite alien. I'm on all social medias, but TikTok is where you can find
me. She on TikTok heavy now. Yo, find her on TikTok.
I'm a super TikTok head.
I'm going to TikTok you after this.
They got my friend, Lord.
They got me in a
shout out to my boy Rex Corolla. Shout out OG underscore Frank. Love those guys.
Shout out Block Party Studios. Block
Party.
Entertainment.
Shout them out. Yo, I'm Super Saiyan Santi, but most importantly, at AGNB Podcast. Yo, here goes my call to action. Subscribe to the podcast. Step keep up. Listening. Keep downloading. Keep doing your thing on social media. And please join the Black Podcast Association. Peace.
Well, all right.
Say, sweet, what do you know about that all gas no brakes?
Man, I heard about that all gas no brakes. I don't think they gonna let me on. I ain't got a damn thing to talk about.
Boo, they talk about everything. This is all gas no brakes.
Oh, give a damn.
Don't step on the brakes.
Oh, give a damn.
Don't step on the brakes.
Oh, give a damn.
Don't step on the brakes.
Oh, give a damn.
Don't step on the brakes.
Huh?
What up, my boy?
I'm done. I'm done. We ain't even started yet.
Hopefully you're recording all this shit. This is some great B-roll. That's right there. This is some great B-roll. But they can't hear. If he's recording it there, the sound is phenomenal.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, we all holding our mics correctly. I'm proud of us.
Amen. Pause.
Yeah.
We're waiting for Rex Countdown. Episode 83, Rex. You say episode 83 if you like.